Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Man, oh man. What can I say? You're invited to call the program, 888-914-9149, and we have space available right now. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Jamie in California. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi, good morning. I'm wondering about my marriage. I'm Catholic and my husband's Catholic, but we weren't married in the church. We weren't practicing at the time. And having kids kind of changed things. And I want a sacramental marriage. My husband believes we're already married. Why do we have to go through that? And we've been living
Say that again. You kind of faded out, that you're already married, so you don't have to go through what? I missed that part.
Why do we have to go through having a sacramental marriage when we already have a marriage?
He doesn't see the
importance. And we've been living as brother and sister for many years now, and we're coming up on our 20th year anniversary, and there's not much to celebrate.
Yeah.
And I just don't know.
So let's back up a step. I just want to make sure I understand so I can offer some thoughts for this. So you're Catholic. Is he Catholic, or was he ever Catholic?
Yes, we both are.
Okay. And you were civilly married 20 years ago, and you say you've been living as brother and sister. Is that because you want to receive the Eucharist? And so
yeah.
You're, okay. That's good. I mean, difficult for sure, but that's good. So now you're wanting to get married sacramentally and get the marriage so that it will be valid in the eyes of the church. And is he resisting that? He doesn't want to do that?
Right. And it's been going on for, I guess, 6 years now.
Okay.
And we're just at a stalemate.
Where you want this and he doesn't?
Yes.
Is he content to live this way forever? Or is he hoping that this will get back to normal, the living arrangement?
He's not content, but there's a lot of resentment to me and to the church for doing this to him.
Well, he has the key to his own prison cell. He can walk out anytime he wants. He's already Catholic. I mean, what is his objection? Why does he say no?
He doesn't see the necessity of it, and also... I guess some of the church's teachings on relations he doesn't agree with.
Okay.
Using contraception and things like that.
Okay. Fair enough. So you now are the one who wants to get your marriage blessed, as it's colloquially known, and have it convalidated. He's not willing to stand in front of a priest for 10 minutes and renew the exchange of vows and to publicly renew his consent to the marriage with you. He's just unalterably opposed to doing that. If that's the case, then I would just ask him for, well, why? I mean, what is it about that? It's not asking you to change your life. In fact, it's opening the door to changing your life in a really good way. But it's not asking you to say or do anything other than to just be willing to let the church formally witness and bless your marriage, so it's valid. And I'm sure that you've talked to him about how much you want this. So it seems very inexplicably selfish when there's nothing really being asked of him other than to stand there and renew the marriage vows and receive the blessing of the priest. It's hard for me to imagine why he would say no. Is there any other thing maybe under the surface? Or is it just that?
That's all I know of.
Yeah. Have you tried counseling?
Yes.
How about Retrovi?
Unwilling to attend.
He's unwilling to attend. Well, it doesn't make any sense to me. And of course, sounds like it makes no sense to you either. Have you told him how much this means to you? I'm sure you probably did, but I guess I should ask. I mean, have you told him, this really means a lot to me? I'm your wife. You say you love me. Why won't you do this one small thing for me? It's not taking anything out of your, it's not changing your life in any way. But it, except for the one way that we talked about earlier, which is a big plus, you know, and just say, why won't you do this for me? Why won't you do this for us? Why won't you do it for me? What does that say to me? What does that mean when you say the one thing that your wife really, really wants, you won't give her that, and there's no cost to you to do this? What message are you sending me? I mean, here's what I'm saying, Jamie. Have you ever asked him that way? You know, like put it in those terms?
Not as well as you have, but that the point has been made to him. Yes.
Yeah, I believe you. I mean, I don't doubt anything that you're saying. I feel anguished for you that you're stuck in a situation where, forgive me for saying so, but his stubbornness, his, you know, I don't want to say, I won't say it. His stubbornness is the only thing that's stopping something really wonderful from happening, and that's the two of you getting your marriage right in the eyes of God. I don't understand that kind of selfishness.
Is it worth staying in? I mean, that's...
Pardon me?
That crosses my mind. Is it worth staying in this?
That's not a question I can answer or even try to answer. Are there any children?
Yes. And I think that's... would be the one reason to.
How old are they?
Until 17, 15, and 14.
Okay. Yeah, obviously you want them to have a stable, intact family life. But even then, I mean, even if after they all fly the coop and move out, I mean, it's still devastating for a child, even if he's 60 years old, if his parents get divorced. So I'm not advocating for divorce, but I mean, it's a valid question that you're asking. Is this worth staying in if he's not going to change? Have you had any counseling where you've sat down and worked through this with maybe your parish priest or with a trained marriage counselor?
I have.
Okay. And what kind of advice have you gotten, or is it not advice? They're just trying to help you process things.
Just process things and to pray, and I offer masses for him, and I've done those things. And
you sound like a very devoted and caring wife. It's mind-boggling that he wouldn't see how much you love him and how much you want this marriage to be successful. Another thought that comes to mind, have you raised this issue with him?
Of whether or not to stay or to...
Yeah. I mean, because if you're in... Here's what I mean by this. If your marriage is... certainly invalid, or at least by all appearances, it's invalid. The church would have to make that determination. But there is an expedited kind of an annulment, a declaration of nullity, when all of the indicators are present that this is an invalid marriage. It's still, you still have to go through the formality of it, but typically it's something that can happen very quickly as opposed to the longer process that might take a year or more. The reason I mention it is because I wonder if you even just mentioned this to him, if that would get his attention in a way that nothing else has gotten his attention. Like, I can't live this way and I don't want to live this way. And if this is your final answer, then maybe I'm going to look in a different direction and start the annulment process and see what happens. I mean, if you've never raised that issue with him, he may feel complacent.
It has been raised before. I discovered he had an affair. And when that came up, it was like a deal breaker that I said I was going to leave with the kids. And never went through that. It was, things will change, but they haven't.
He's still carrying on?
Not with the affair, that, not that I know of, but as far as having our marriage less or doing anything more about this.
Yeah.
I heard of a radical sanation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it, but I don't know if you can, if that's applicable or something to look at.
Well, a radical sanation is a, it has to do with healing the marriage in the root. It doesn't mean radical, like this is radically different or something. It has to do with the Latin word for the root of the marriage. So healing it at its root. So that would be a question for a canon lawyer. I'm not a canon lawyer, but I would recommend a book by a canon lawyer who speaks to this issue. And the book is, the book is called Answers to Your Questions on Marriage and Annulments. It's by Ed Peters. And you know what I want to do? I want to make sure I had the correct, I said the title wrong. It's Annulments in the Catholic Church, Straight Answers to Tough Questions. It's by Ed Peters. Now, he has a section in there on radical sanation, and he talks about it in detail. So if you're interested in what he has to say, I would get that book, but I'll just read to you what he says on that topic. He says, radical sanation, much like a convalidation, but not requiring a renewal of consent, is not used often. So the renewal of consent is the key for a convalidation, so that the marriage is now valid, whereas it wasn't valid before when you renew the marriage consent publicly. This is what I meant by taking 10 minutes and doing this in the presence of the priest, and your marriage can be validated. And I know you know all this, so... But anyway, that book will give you the canon law terminology and explain it in a very accessible way. So if nothing else, I think I would get that book if I were you.
Okay. Thank you.
I dearly wish, Jamie, that there was something I could say like, you know, do this or say this or try this. And everything that we've talked about thus far suggests to me that this is all coming down to his stubbornness. And I don't understand how or why he would dig his heels in that way. That's why I asked, is there something under the surface? Is there something else? And what you said a minute ago about infidelity, you know, that clicks. I mean, it seems to fit this strange pattern here where he is not putting you first by any stretch. So... for you to raise the question of, well, then maybe it's time for me to look for my alternatives and see what my alternatives are. It's never a happy, positive direction to go in. Sometimes it's the only thing you can do. So I'm not trying to push you in that direction, but I would make an appointment to talk to your priest. And just, if you haven't already, just sit down with him and just say, this situation is intolerable. I don't know what to do. You know him, you know me. What do you recommend? And see if maybe he can give you some more personalized advice. Does your husband go to Mass? Does he practice the faith at all?
No.
Okay.
No, but he did agree to meet with the priest about this, and that was more than a year ago, 2 years ago.
So he just won't get off the couch and go do it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it does happen, I would ask the priest to be very forthright with him and just say, why are you doing this to your wife? Why are you torturing her this way and making her life so miserable when all you have to do is this one thing? And usually, in my experience, Jamie, why questions are very difficult for people to evade. You know, if you're, you know, why did you do this? Why are you doing this? Why won't you do this? It kind of brings everything up to the surface where it belongs. So perhaps your parish priest, your pastor, can be an advocate for you. Maybe invite him over for dinner. That way your husband doesn't have to get off the couch anyway. Invite the priest over to dinner, and there you are, the three of you in the living room talking.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the conversation. But thinking creatively, that's one possibility.
That's a good idea. Something to look at. Thank you.
Yeah. You seem to be a very patient and long-suffering good woman. And I really feel, my heart really goes out to you, Jamie. It really does. And I'm sorry you've had to go through this difficult time, and I hope it gets better soon. I hope he'll come to his senses soon, you know.
I'll pray for you,
Jamie. I know that may not sound like much, but I can offer you that. And I'll ask everybody listening to pray for you as well, and him. Thank you. Coming right back, right after this. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com. If you're in the market for health insurance, our sponsor, the Catholic Order of Foresters, is here to help you and your family find the most cost-effective plan. Learn more at relevantradio.com/Forester.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Okay, welcome back. It's not quite Tombstone, but it'll get us there. 888-914. Too late. 888-914-9149. And we will get back to the phones. Let's go to Ruben now in Merced, California. Hi, Ruben.
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm just calling just for the lady that called right now. I guess she's trying to get married to church. So we are going through the same thing. We've been at it for 20 years, getting through the civil marriage. But finally, we've been working on it. It's been a long journey, but we finally got my wife, did her RCA and everything, and we're going to get married this Saturday. So
congratulations.
And especially on Saturday, you know? So, it's going to be finally over. I'm glad. We're so excited about it. And
what was the sticking point? Was there on her part maybe a reluctance or an unwillingness to take that step?
No, actually, it was just like when we first got together, we got married to civil. My mom would always say, you know, get married to church and everything. And it was just my wife at first. But then kids came and everything and whatever. And then we're like, oh, we got to get married. But for one thing or another, it was this long. But we finally got it. We've been working on it for 3 years. And finally this Saturday, and we're just so excited, all my kids and everybody. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm happy for both of you. Well, for all of you. And I don't mean to be, you know, like overly questioning, but what was it that took so long? If you both wanted to do this, why did it take so long to actually make it happen?
I don't know. We're just leaving it. But we always been going to church every Sunday, and then my kids and everything. But I don't know. We just left it, and then just finally, she said, "You know what? Let's do it." And then it just took us 3 years because she had to go through RCA again because she's from Mexico. We had to go get her papers, but the church over there, they didn't have it no more because it was all rented or whatever. But we finally did her RCA here. So we are finally this Saturday. That's it.
That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. This is exciting for all of you. And oh, yes. I'm happy for you.
Yes, and yesterday I went to confess. It took me 4.5 hours to get there because there wasn't so many people. But
oh, I thought you meant that it took you 4.5 hours to confess your sins. But
No. That was about 5 minutes. But yeah.
But you had to wait in line for 4.5 hours. That's amazing.
Yes. So
well, yeah, you made it. Congratulations, yes. You made it.
Well, thank you, Patrick. I've been here. You guys since show. We've been at it for the same 3 years. We've been going through a lot, but you guys have been helping me a lot, and I'm getting closer and every, to my faith, and you guys are making it work for me. So thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Ruben, and thanks for sharing the good news with us. That's encouraging. How about Anna in Toronto now? Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that I am so, so thankful for your show. I'm thankful for Relevant Radio. I wanted to comment about, I think it was Monday's show, about the lady from Fort Myers, how she was in adoration. Mm-hmm. Am I getting that right? The prayer,
and then you
made a comment about you and your wife being at the church, and you had to do meditation and the chakra root, all that with the serpent.
The chakras. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Well, my sisters are into that, and they straight away from the Catholic Church, because I guess they have issues. I'm totally against what they're doing. My sister's like a Reiki master, chakra master, all that, and they're trying to like lure me into it. And I was going to listen to one of her podcasts because she has a YouTube channel, and like right before I was going to do it, I was listening to your show, and that came up about the serpent and how, you know, you're an empty vessel with that. And that just totally, I just couldn't believe it. It was just so weird how I was going to go listen to her Reiki, and then that came up. I just like to thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. I'm really happy to hear that it was helpful to you, and it's not a topic that comes up very often, but when it does get people's attention. So,
well, you know what? There's a lot of misunderstanding about chakra and Reiki. People think that it's okay, but I don't think it's okay. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it comes from somewhere deep evil. And God helped me in so many ways. And if it wasn't for Relevant Radio, I seriously wouldn't be in the place that I am today. Like I just don't know. I really love your station. I love your shows. I love everything about Relevant Radio. It helped me so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. What a beautiful thing. And thank you for taking time to share your feelings about Relevant Radio with us. God bless you. That's great.
Oh, no. God bless you. Blessed Holy Thursday. Have a good Easter. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. And do me one teensy little favor, please. Tell everyone in Toronto about Relevant Radio, and get everyone in Toronto to download the Relevant Radio app. That's all
I'm doing that. I send the app to them, and I even send it to my sisters who who don't want to listen to it because they're into the Reiki and chakra and all that. But
good. They need to listen.
One funny thing my sister did say was that, well, I don't agree with him because that's not true. And Catholic was a man-made religion. And I'm like, how can you even say that? Just
yeah, that man happened to be God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous, but I just wanted to thank you for everything. And I was going to listen to the Reiki, and I'm glad that I didn't. And I turned on Relevant Radio, and poof, there you
go. Me too. I am happy for you. I did mention a book yesterday by Max Scully. It's Yoga, Reiki, and I'm just blanking on the third thing, but that's a book you can order, and it will give you more specific information if you want. So next time you talk to your sisters about this, you'll have something more specific to go on. So we'll get a link to that book.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were devoted Catholics before, and now they just turned away from it. And they say they do both, but how can you believe in both? Like, it's just...
Yeah. What does light have to do with darkness? Yeah.
It's
That's
darkness,
for sure.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And I was going to try it. And, like, you know, they're really happy and stuff like that. But I just can't understand how, like, Reiki and chakra could do that to you.
Here's the book. You ready? You have a pen?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yoga, Tai Chi. That's T-A-I-C-H-I. Yoga, Tai Chi, and Reiki. A Guide for Christians, and the author is Max Scully.
Max Scully. Okay, yeah. I got it.
That book will help you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate it.
Well, we are all smiling ear to ear over here at Relevant Radio, knowing that this is helping you. I said all of us here at Relevant Radio are smiling ear to ear after hearing your comments. Thank you.
I'm the one that feels very blessed to get a chance to talk to you because I listen to you every day. And even if I miss it, I listen to you after the rosary, after the mass, after the rosary. My husband and I, we just love the station. It really changed our lives. It did.
Thank you. You know, if you want a Relevant Radio bumper sticker that promotes the app, just go on the website, go to relevantradio.com. And I think it's under support, and you can order up one of those bumper stickers.
Oh, can we? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be amazing. Okay.
We contribute. Thank you.
Because
I just want to talk to you for the next hour. Just you. Just hear all these great things that you do for Relevant Radio.
And I spread the word around. I send it to all my friends, all my Instagram friends. Check out Relevant Radio. I have just downloaded the app. It's amazing. So I hope you really do because it's a blessing.
Hey, everybody, be like Anna. Be just like Anna. Wherever you are, be like Anna. And boy, the world would be a better place.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And hi.
And tell Justin Trudeau to just simmer down and stop doing crazy things.
You're amazing. You're so uplifting. You make my day better. And it's amazing. All of you there, all of you. I just love you.
You know, I'm just going to stop talking and I just want you to just keep talking, Anna. Just keep.
You want me to keep talking?
I love what you're saying. It's so much that I'd rather just. But we have other people. I've got to get to them, too. You are so kind. You are so generous.
I can't believe I'm talking to Patrick Madrid. Like, I look up to you so much. You have no idea.
Well, pray for me.
My morning is set on you. I had to go out this morning, but then I came, and I don't even know what you're talking about this morning, but I'll get to it later. But I just wanted to let you know how that was so... Like, it was the work of God. It was. Because if I didn't listen to what you were saying, I would have listened to the Reiki just out of curiosity. And that would have been a bad thing.
See how God works?
And we love you in Toronto. We love you.
Thank you. Well, give my regards to Toronto. And
I will.
Thank you again for everything. And just tell everybody in Toronto about Relevant Radio, just like you have been. And tell them to tell everybody else.
I will. I'll shout it. I always talk Relevant Radio to all my friends, to everybody. Even to my brother-in-law. He's a Catholic priest in Toronto. And I go to him for guidance, too, and stuff. And I tell him about Relevant Radio. And he says, you know what? That's great. That's beautiful. So, yeah.
I like him already.
God is real. God is there. God is watching. It's the evil one that you have to be careful about, because the closer you get to God, the more he tries to cause havoc in your life. And I've experienced that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Anna,
thank you.
I can't believe we have to say goodbye, but thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. God bless.
Call anytime.
Yeah, call. Maybe we should put Anna on the payroll. Oh, that was beautiful, Anna. Thank you. And well said.
Wow.
Yeah. So who's going to follow that call?
Yeah, good luck. good luck.
I have an idea. Let's catch our breaths, and we'll come right back to phone calls right after this. Stand by. Looking for a new job? How about one that offers you opportunities for spiritual, social, and charitable growth? Our sponsor, the Catholic Order of Foresters, is hiring new agents today. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester, an Illinois life insurance company not available in all states.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Let's see. We're going to go back to the phones here and... But by the way, if you want to send me an email, just go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. Click on connect, and you can send me an email there.
Hey, speaking of emails, I've got a couple here. Okay. We were talking about Transheiser-Busch earlier.
Say that again? Say what?
We were talking about Transheiser-Busch in Bud Light.
All right.
So we have an email.
Wait.
All right.
For people who are just tuning in, they won't have any idea what that's supposed to mean. Give them the 20-second explanation.
All right. So Bud Light, owned by Anheuser-Busch, has a grown man that dresses up as a 6-year-old girl on their cans. And
well, it's more than that. He's now like the spokesmodel of sorts.
Yeah, so people that drink Bud Light are not very happy, and they're throwing their Bud Light out. They're not buying it in bars when they go out. They're not buying it at concerts. But so I have an email here. This is from Barb in Crivitz, Wisconsin, listening on 1050, and she says, "I am no longer going to drink Bud. I have a few left. Deciding what to do with those, I could dump them, flush them, that seems appropriate, or due to the high cost of things, I just might drink them. The world is upside down in values. Thank you, and Cyrus, for all you do." Thank you, Barb.
Yeah, thank you, Barb. So I just imagine all the people who are at a crossroads now because they don't like seeing this ideology running rampant, and now their favorite beer manufacturer is promoting it to sell product. I mean, wouldn't it be a real shame if their stock value tanked because they are doing this and enough people said, no, we're not going to do that? Wouldn't that be a real shame, Cyrus?
I don't think I'd cry any tears.
Yeah.
And as we were saying earlier, I hope this is actually a good thing in the sense that it shines a light on what's going on in our culture bright enough where people that might not be dialed in are like, whoa, okay, this is crazy. There's a mental illness here, and we need to address that instead of celebrating this and encouraging more young people to follow suit.
I agree. And so does the Alviso family. I just received an email from them. They're listening in San Antonio. Short and sweet. Subject is bye-bye Budweiser. And the message is, wish they were wiser.
That's good. I'm going to use that.
Hey, I wonder if they're going to make... I hope that they don't mess with the Budweiser Clydesdales. I hope they don't try to force the Clydesdales to become transgender. I hope that those poor horses... I mean this. I mean, they're doing it to kids. What's next? The Clydesdales? Are they going to take them in and give them operations to turn them into something other than they are? I mean, that not that really happens. Stay away from the Clydesdales, you people.
Stay away from the kids, too.
I like Alviso. Bye-bye, Budweiser. Wish they were wiser.
That's good. So I have another one here. This is from Tom, and okay. He's in the District of Columbia, and he says, Patrick, thank you for your frankness and speaking out so directly about the trans issue that is polluting our country. I enjoy listening to your program and the courage that show daily in addressing these types of issues head on.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's Tom. And one more, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Let's see, this is from, they're coming in. So I think we hit a nerve here.
Like another seven just came in literally in the last 5 minutes or so.
All right, this is Michelle, and she's in Madison on listening to 1240 AM. And she says, Patrick, thank you for your show. I just listened to the grandma who has a trans grandchild, and her son and daughter-in-law are accepting of this. I just found out this past week my 31-year-old daughter is under the umbrella of trans and is currently not having anything to do with the Catholic Church. I'm sad and I'm heartbroken. It was very helpful to hear about the novena of the Undoer of Knots. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all you do. And if you have any other information or guidance on this topic, it would be very much appreciated. And that's Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, you got it. Whatever we can do to support, especially resources and things. One thing comes to mind, by the way, and it's a website. I've talked about it before. It's called sexchangeregret.com. And it is authored by a man named Walt Heyer. And this is an important resource to share with, especially with young people who are contemplating going down that road. That's the road he went down. And he deeply regrets it. He was a man, and he thought he could become a woman, and he did everything he could, including all the surgeries, et cetera, et cetera. And he realized after several years, well, not just several years, many years of this, that he had made a terrible mistake. And so he quote-unquote detransitioned, but he realized how devastating this was for him, and he wants to help other people avoid the same mistake. And so this is a good website that has lots of resources. So there are articles, there are videos, there are testimonies, including his own testimony. So please have this bookmarked, parents especially. Take a look at this. It's called Sex Change Regret. And if your children are saying things about this and they want to dabble in it or experiment with it or go in that direction, be sure to share this with them.
The emails really are coming in. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. I've got a few here. Okay. And people are praying. They're praying for Gene. And they're praying the Mary Undoer of Knots. Mm-hmm. Here's one that says, the Mary Undoer of Knots saved my marriage. So I'm sure it's going to work. They're thanking you for bringing it up.
That's really good. That's really good. I'm happy to hear that. A note just came in from Don in Kentucky. He says, Patrick, I'm switching to Miller Lite from Bud Light. We're starting a beer war over here on
Miller
the Patrick
time.
Madrid show. Yeah. And everyone's got, you know, their opinions about beer. So there's yet another dissatisfied customer, Anheuser-Busch. Is it true that people are calling them Tranheuser-Busch? Is that what they're saying?
I've seen it float around, yes.
Dan in Chicago just sent me a note 2 minutes ago, and he's listening on 9:50 a.m. He says, Patrick, I was just listening to the woman talking about her sisters who said the Catholic Church is started by a man. He says, have them ask Siri who started the Catholic Church. And I know what Siri will say. If you ask Siri, Siri will say Jesus Christ, and Siri is right. I knew I liked her. Is Siri a woman, or is Siri actually a woman? That's a good question. Question for the ages. Also, I had a note here. This also came in just recently, and this is from, I'm going to just leave this one anonymous. And listening on the Relevant Radio app, dear Patrick, excellent show. I've had a difficult marriage, very challenging, especially on the Catholic level. In my deepest, most difficult times, I have sprinkled holy water on my husband's side of the bed. and prayed to Saint Joseph and laid my marriage at his feet. It did seem to help. It's not perfect, but it's better. And the Relevant Radio app is a wonderful marriage prayer. Has, I think she means, has a wonderful marriage prayer. I said it daily for a while. Thank you. Well, gosh, thank you. So happy to know that things got a little bit better. Yeah, Saint Joseph, powerful intercessor, no doubt about it.
There are so many prayers and resources on the Relevant Radio app. So if you don't have the Relevant Radio app yet, why don't you have the Relevant Radio app? Get it. It's easy.
It's so easy. It's free. You can wow all of your friends and family because there's so much on there, including this program and all the other programs. Yeah, good point, Cyrus. Thank you for that. And as I watch the emails continue rolling in, we'll try to get back to them in a little bit. First, though, let's go back to the phones. Let's see, Teresa in Philadelphia. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, good morning, Patrick. So good morning. I have a comment and a question relating to the woke agenda as a Catholic consumer. My husband and I visited St. Louis in October. We went to the Budweiser factory, did the tour, and saw the Clydesdales. And prior to that, my husband had been all about microbrews and craft beers. And because of the experience there, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back to drinking Bud. It's an American beer and it's, you know, unpretentious, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Last night he came home from work and said, no more Budweiser in the house. Threw out the baseball hat that he bought. I'm sure we're going to throw out the Christmas ornament. So that's our take. But in our home, we have now boycotted Budweiser, Nike, Disney, Gillette Razors, Hershey, Target. And the list grows every week. So my question is it wrong of me to want a completely separate common sense economy based on Christian values that promote traditional marriage, the protection of children and their innocence, pro-life, et cetera? I know that's a divisive concept, but it's harder and harder for Christians to really function as a consumer without cutting out all these businesses. But
and if it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not transgender, it's abortion or it's something else. These socially irresponsible companies like these who are dumping money into these destructive agendas, they're socially irresponsible. And I like you, I don't want to reward them financially if I can avoid it. Sometimes it's unavoidable or sometimes there's a necessity there that you have to, you know, bite your tongue or hold your nose, I guess. But I do agree with your idea. So no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Perhaps the best way to go about implementing such an idea would be to try as much as possible to support those socially responsible companies by purchasing their wares and by not purchasing, basically boycotting the companies that are doing the wrong thing. I really do think, if I had to guess, Teresa, this Budweiser thing is going to get far more backlash than the people there expect. They probably thought it was really cute and, oh gosh, maybe all the trans people are going to buy beers from us. Think about how small a percentage that is of the total population. You know, the people who identify as transgender. And maybe if you count their, you know, quote unquote allies and quote unquote friends and things like that, the number might go up by a few percentage points. But the vast majority of people in this country are not that. And if they're grossed out by it and angry about it and bothered by it, then they're going to stop buying these products, many of them anyway. And we saw this happen to you mentioned Target. We saw this happen a few years ago, Target was making this big hullabaloo about how anybody can go to any bathroom they want in our stores. And people reacted negatively and their stock tanked. And 6 months later, they were trying to explain it away by saying, oh, well, our merchandising was different or we did this. They didn't freely admit that it was the backlash against their silliness with the bathrooms. And we saw it then. Maybe we'll see it now. You're speechless.
I am. It's just frustrating as a consumer and, it's just mind-boggling to me, and I'm sure many of your listeners, how people could be so blindsided and just oblivious to the effects of all of this woke agenda on society. How can people be so, like, I don't want to call anybody ignorant, but ignorant.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember I'm thinking about all the people who are going to say, don't touch my beer, leave my beer alone, because beer is a popular thing. And I know you remember in early 2020, remember when you went, just as COVID was starting, and you went to the grocery store and there was no toilet paper and there were no cans of Lysol, and the stuff that you could readily get suddenly disappeared overnight because everybody was buying this stuff. Wouldn't it be funny, Teresa, if you went into the grocery store a week from now and the beer section is pretty much picked over and empty except for the Budweiser section? And all the Budweisers are sitting there because no one's buying them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be fun. All right, Teresa. Well, I toast you, but not with Budweiser beer. And not this early in the day also. Thank you, Teresa. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dusty in Salt Lake City. Hi, Dusty.
Hi, Patrick. Can you help me understand the Catholic perspective on God's providence or God's nature? Is God responsible for everything that happens to us, or do some things just happen by chance or coincidence?
Yeah, that's a really good, deep question. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on this, but first let me give you a recommendation for a resource that can take you deeper. And this is the Dominican Friars of the Eastern Province. They have a series of videos called Aquinas 101, and they have one that is just on this question. It's like 10 minutes just on this one question about chance, coincidence, and providence. And to give you the upshot, this is a way of looking at how God's providence is his constantly unfolding plan for our happiness. And within his providence, and obviously things that he knows will happen, and in a certain sense, you could say he causes things to happen because the Lord set in motion, by creating things, he set in motion this unfolding of reality that includes his and is governed by his providence. But within that, there are things that to us appear to be mere coincidence or pure randomness. And the way they explain it is better than how I can explain it. But the basic premise is this, that these things do appear to be random and chance, and they're not caused in a direct sense by God. And yet, his providence takes all those things into account. So his providence is caused by him. And within his providence, we see things that are random or chance or coincidence. And so we don't attribute those to being directly caused by God, but rather indirectly caused by God. In other words, he's not causing the coincidence to take place in that moment, but it's factored in, so to speak. So there are things that are really coincidental. They really are random. They really are chance. And yet, they're not outside of God's providence. That's the point that they're making in that video.
I see. Okay. What is another word for providence? Could you give me a synonym for that to help me understand maybe a little better?
Yeah, and they do unpack that in this video. Let me think.
Great.
God's providence, a plan. God's plan would be another way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you say in all your experience, when people believe that everything that happens is God's fault, not necessarily what you just explained, how it can be a coincidence, but it is still a part of God's providence, but maybe directly God's fault or something, would you say that they are more bitter towards God in religion, or maybe the exact opposite because they put it all over into God's hands?
Well, there are people who adopt a kind of a defeatist view that says that, well, it doesn't really matter what I do because God has already pre-programmed everything. So no matter what I do, that outcome is inevitable. And that's a kind of fatalism, and that's not consistent with God's providence because we have free will. And so fatalism doesn't answer reality. It's not adequate to describe reality as we see it. And you know what? There's that music. So how about this? There are actually two videos, Dusty, on this topic, and we will link to both of them for you so that you can listen for yourself. I think you'll find them very helpful. Thank you. I'll be right back with hour three right after this.